Thank you for the program. Last time we had discussed very exciting topic. Anybody can remember what was the topic last time? Kaun banega? Anna. How many of you were present in last class? Last class. And how many of you were not present in the last class? Oh, and those who were present, they are absent. Only one is present. So therefore, I said that next class I will tell how to become a man. Only one person is interested in becoming. Last time I explained kaun banega, so many of people left. Or they may be coming, they are on the way. So this is also a very important part of becoming anna. Want to become anna, then you have to be on time. Discipline is required, isn't it? Anyway. So I am very thankful to all of you that you all are coming for our program. We are giving some proposals to all of you, students. Many youngsters, they want to do something for the country, something for the society. They want to make some commitments to serve the society, to serve the nation, nation building campaign, nation rebuilding campaign. So we are also doing the same thing what we were thinking. Our purpose is also same. We also want to see that people are happy. Our mission is that. Our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he envisioned that Maya Drishti Deva Tahale Ananda Hoy Tabe Hoy Diggijay Chaitanya Kripati Sai Maya Drishti Jata Dukhi Jagate Sabai Sukhi Vaishnava Re Ichha Purna Hoy. The desire of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord, that Tahale Ananda Hoy, let there be bliss everywhere. Ananda Tabe Hoy Diggijay, when everybody on this planet will be happy, everyone, sarve jana sukhino bhavantu, sarve santu niramaya, when everyone on this planet will become happy, that day our mission will be fulfilled, our desires will be fulfilled. We are feeling great pain. Today, the devotees of the Lord as well as the Lord, both are feeling pain. Seeing so many people are suffering, the Lord is himself feeling pain. Because we all are his children, his father. If father sees that my children are unhappy, he can never be happy. Father has all the wealth, everything, but still he is not happy. Why? Because children are unhappy. But what to do? some children are trying to kill other children. They are fighting with each other. That is the problem. If somebody else is fighting, then okay. But all our children on whom to kill and whom to protect. If he kills the one who is killing, there are some stronger children and there are some weaker children. The one who is powerful is trying to exploit the one who is weak. If the father kills the one who is powerful, then even though he is powerful, he is also son. He is also my child only. What to do? So therefore God doesn't want to kill anyone. He wants to reform everyone. He doesn't want to kill anyone. But unfortunately there are some miscreants, some demoniac children. They don't want to get reformed. Like Putana comes, Ravan, Hiranyakashipu. So they have to be killed. Although he doesn't want to kill. Just like sometimes father. He doesn't want to beat the child. He wants to tell, my dear child, please do not do bad. But if child doesn't listen, sometimes father slaps. Gives a slap. Ek thappad maar dete hain kya nahi. But that is also love only, isn't it? That is also love. What we want to tell is that the Lord is feeling pain to see all of us suffering. And that's why we are also feeling pain. The devotees of the Lord, they have only one concern, how to make everyone happy. And we want to do that. We are here to do that. Why I am in Delhi? Usually after taking sannyas, a person should go to Vrindavan or Himalaya, isn't it? Because it's a very risky affair for all of us to be in Delhi, isn't it? Because Maya is so strong here. For sannyas is, when women are moving half naked on the streets, it's not very safe for us, isn't it? It's a very nice feast for the eyes of the materialist people. For youngsters who are want to enjoy, for them it is feast for their eyes. But for it's very dangerous. But why we are taking risk and we are sitting in Delhi? Why we are coming here? We also try to understand deep meaning behind that. Just for one purpose. We want everyone to be happy. We want to enlighten people. We want to share what pleasure, happiness and enlightenment we are having. So that everyone should become happy. Then I was, many people asked me this question. Many students when I give seminars they ask this question. And why did you join? Why did you, became brahmachari? What inspired you? Yes, it's a very nice question. I was also student like all of you earlier in IIT Delhi. I was doing pursuing my M.Tech. And I had a burning desire when I used to see the corruption. I used to see the crime. I used to see that powerful people, they are doing injustice. My heart would break. Why there is so much injustice? Why there is so much unlawfulness in this world? What can I do for this? What can I do? How can I contribute to bring the situation very nice situation? What should I do? Like all of you maybe also thinking like that. I was also like that. And sometimes I would think, I am just sharing my heart. That time I was childish. Sometime I would think I will become a great scientist. And then I will devise a machine, or you can say some, like Mr. India.
You have seen the movie Mr. India?
So I wanted, I had this desire that I will become like Mr. India. And then I will, of course, I will not do love affair. That I never thought. I will enter into love affair with some girl, as it is shown in the movie. But my main purpose was to become Mr. India, to kill those who are doing corruption. That was my desire. I wanted, I will kill, I will become invisible. I will become invisible, and then I will go and see it. And any politician, doesn't matter how powerful he is, I will kill him. And nobody will come to know also. But I am invisible. And then sometimes I would think that is very difficult. To develop such a machine is very difficult. Let us be more practical. Sometimes I would think I will become a great IAS officer. And then I will try to reform. I will try to not deviate from my principles. I will stick to the principles. Like that, there are so many desires right there. And I was searching what to do. And sometimes I would think, even if I become IAS officer, one IAS officer, what can I do alone? So many corrupt people are around. What will I do alone? They will kill me also, just like they are killing so many people. So this burning desire was there, and then somehow I came in contact with this company. And I was reading Prabhupada books. And he, reading that, I was very, very inspired. That killing is not the solution. Punishing is not the solution. We have to, and one or two person can't do this big task. We need many, many people. Those who have dedicated themselves for this cause. They have only one purpose in their life. How to bring goodness in the world. They don't have any other desire. Like you see, everywhere there is need of sacrifice, isn't it? You want to bring goodness, you have to sacrifice. May not be like me. I'm not saying that everyone should become like me. But some sacrifice must be there. Like, as you all are sacrificing today your time. 2 hours time you are here, you are sacrificing them, isn't it? You are also doing sacrifice. So for anything there is investment is required, sacrifice is required. Somebody can do more, somebody can do less. As per your capacity, how much you can do, that you can decide. Therefore I decided. So I became full-time brahmachari, and then my parents asked me. My brother, my father, they asked, why are you becoming this brahmachari? After undergoing so much study and so much things, why are you becoming brahmachari? You have to do bhakti only, na? Bhakti can be done at home also. Isn't it? Chanting Hare Krishna I can do at home while working, while doing everything. I can chant in the morning, I can wake up at 4:30. Because when I was working, I did 3 years job in L&T. That time also I was doing bhakti. So you have to do bhakti only, na? So you can do. There are many people that did bhakti while living at home. They gave example. So I said no. Yes, you are right. That I can do my bhakti, I can save myself even while living at home. but that is not my purpose of life. That can be done at home, but I want to bring this revolution. If I am stuck up in home and I can't do big scale transformation, I can't bring that. I need time to do that, isn't it? If I stuck up in family obligations, responsibility, how much can I contribute? Every day, even if I want, I can do 2 hours, 3 hours maximum. But today I can contribute whole day to give, spread this goodness. So my main purpose was that I asked them this question. Like, everyone says, you know, Shahid Bhagat Singh ki jai. Like, no? My brother said, you know, when I said this, my brother said, yes, now I have understood. He said that everybody wants Bhagat Singh, but this, nobody wants that Bhagat Singh from their own home. सब लोग भगत सिंह चाहते हैं लेकिन अपने घर से नहीं, पड़ोसी के घर से. We want भगत सिंह but not from my home. भगत सिंह should come out from neighbor's home. You understand my point? So he understood, my brother understood this point. And he said that you are so intelligent person, if you take some decision it can't be wrong. I will not interfere in your decisions. He was intelligent. And that's how I joined this movement. And then I came to Delhi. In 2004 I came to Delhi. October 2007. 2004 I passed from IIT. October 2007, 3 years I did job. And October 2007, I underwent training for 6 months. We have very systematic training program. Then April 2008, I started this mission campaign. Bharat No Nirman Abhiyan. Rebuild India campaign. So I started it, preaching in colleges, institutions in Delhi. First I started it from IIT Delhi. I started my campaign in 2008. Not that I started this Kaun Banega Anna in 2011. Even before Anna I started this. Making Anna. Many annals, or can say Brahmanals, whatever. This I started long back. And we started from IIT, Delhi Technological University, the premier institutions. We are targeting the intellectuals, like all of you. And then today we are having centers. More than 45 colleges in Delhi. And each college we have around 10 to 15 boys, like all of you. So how much total? 500 annas. Oh, paise wala anna nahi, ek anna, do anna, teen anna. This anna. Anna. Powerful annas. Today they are looking a small student Anna, but tomorrow they will be very powerful Anna. Brahman Anna. And now 500, each year it will become double. You understand? This is a chain reaction. You understand chain reaction? It looks small. But now these 500, we keep target. Each one, preach one. This is our slogan. Each one, preach one. You understand? Are you getting my point? So 500,000. If we give target, each one, preach one, in no 6 months or 1 month, whatever target you can keep. like that it will double. And then now Delhi is almost covered. Only thing is that now centers are established, you know, now it will keep on increasing. They have established centers. Today we have got around more than 100 centers in Delhi. And everywhere now the Kaun Banega Anna, these topics are going on. Small, small centers. And it will increase. Another 3-4 years you will see we will be able to cover entire Delhi. And then now we are going to the various parts of India. Very strategic plan. Everything. Like tomorrow I am going to Bangalore. How many of you have attended our Umang festival? Yes, we organize festival. Because people are attracted to the festivals. So we organize festivals to reawaken. You know, in our Umang festival we give very, very powerful presentations. Like those who have attended our Umang festival, they may be knowing that we are talking hidden power of youth. And that we should these topics of corruption, crime, terrorism, everything. How to remove all these things. What is the permanent solution, building character, these are points that we discuss in the festival. Tomorrow we are going to do festival in Bangalore. 800 students are coming from the colleges. First time we are doing this festival. And then last week we did festival in Ahmedabad, 1200 students participated. 1200 students. Then we did festival in Ghaziabad, 900, Noida, 900 students came. In our temple we did, where 3500 students attended the festival. And now we are planning to do in Patna also, in Bihar capital. We are targeting capitals. And then we will go to Bhuvaneswar also we are targeting. Lucknow we are also targeting. So all the capitals we are targeting. From country capital to the state capitals. Then we'll go to the district capitals and like that we'll reach to the each and every village. Very strategic plan. We are planning to go to the Bombay also. These two devotees are from Bombay. They have come to get trained here from Bombay. Very strategic. Now we'll ask question, why we are targeting colleges, mainly college students, youth. There is a reason behind that. We want, because this has to be done, it's not easy task. It requires intelligence to do this. The forces, the negative forces are very, very powerful. They are intellectuals. Those who are doing all nonsense activities, they are all intellectuals. You understand? They are intellectuals. They are masterminding the operation. Ravana was very, very great Pandit. And to defeat Ravana, you need better Pandit. You understand? Ayaram Gairam nahi chalega. That is really very, very mastermind. And chor ko agar pakadna hai, to chor ki gaadi se police ki gaadi zyada tez hone chahiye. Hai ki nahi? Thief is running. And you are police. So your vehicle should run faster than the thief's vehicle, isn't it? Means if thief is intelligent, you have to be more intelligent than that. So that's why we are talking intellectuals. Because they will strategize. They will work with plan. They will work with intelligence. You know, power of pen is mightier than power of sword. कलम की शक्ति तलवार की शक्ति से ज्यादा पावरफुल होती है बाय इंटेलिजेंस. सो वी नीड इंटेलेक्चुअल्स. द इंटेलेक्चुअल्स आर द कल्प्रिट. दे हैव वर्सन द सिचुएशन सो दे ओनली विल लिफ्ट द सिचुएशन. दे हैव मेड सिचुएशन रॉन्ग सो दे विल ओनली इंप्रूव ऑल्सो. दे ओनली कैन इंप्रूव. टुडे वी आर टारगेटिंग पॉलिटिशियंस बट पॉलिटिशियन डजंट मेक पॉलिसीज. They simply pass the policy. All the policies, financial, are written by intellectuals. Bhimrao Ambedkar made the Constitution of India. He was not a politician, he was an intellectual person, isn't it? All the resolutions, everything, that is passed by whom? IS officers. They are secretaries, you see? Ulta system, sir. Actually, intellectuals should be on top and they should guide all others. But what is happening? The intellectuals are put under as a secretary. And those who are, you know, ghoda chap or hathi chap or sadak chap or road chap or anta chap.
Nowadays, statistics are pretty different.
They are put into the leaders. And gradually, now the point is that now intellectuals, they have, while as being a secretary for many years, now they have understood, you know, that we are being misused. We are being misused by the road shop people. So why we should not misuse directly? Now anyway, we are being misused. So why not directly, you know, get misused? So now they are becoming leaders. All these lawyers, they are becoming politicians. Why? You know, they know how to break the laws without getting caught. Anna said that this Lokpal bill will clear 65% corruption. Why not 100%? Because he knows that still corruption will be there. In spite of this Lokpal bill, corruption will not end. So, intellectuals has to take this lead. Today, who is leading? You know who is leading today? Anyone can guess? You all know the system. Who is leading today? Money is leading. Money. Money is leading. And who should lead? Wisdom. Wisdom should lead. Goodness should lead, not money. The moment money will lead, there will be corruption. Women, wealth and wine. These three are makes a person corrupt. So we have to leaders should be the people of wisdom, people of character, people of good character, good conduct. They should be put on the top. You understand? Everybody will not be. Even if you try to make everyone a man of character, it's very difficult. You can't make everyone. But at least the one who is sitting on the tops, those people, even 2 to 3% of the population, if they become man of character, we can control the entire world. Because they will be leading, they will be guiding. And those who are ruling, they will not lead. I will give you a simple example. Around 300 BC, Alexander the Great attacked India. These people from Greek, they attacked the country. That time we had a king in India, Dhananandi. You all must understand. He was a corrupt king. He was a king, politician, but he was a corrupt. He was a king. He had very, very great army. More bigger army than Alexander. But he could not save the country from the attacks of the Greeks. Why? Because he was completely intoxicated with wine, women and wealth. Yes? and he was not even, he was not a man of character. Neither he was, and he was supreme in the whole India. If a person is intoxicated and he is controlling the country, he is intoxicated with wine, women and wealth, he is a slave of wine, women and wealth, how can he guide the country? He can't. He himself is the slave of wealth, wine and women, slave of his desires. So how a slave can lead the country in a proper direction? It cannot be possible. So that's why this Dhananand could not protect the India. And there was a Brahmana, Brahmanna. That time also there was one Anna. Anybody remembers? Chanakya. He was Anna that time. He was a Brahmana, powerful Brahmana. He went to King Dhananand and he asked, what are you doing? You are a king. You should protect your citizens. That is your duty. You can't get intoxicated and forget your duty. You can't become irresponsible. And then this Dhananand, you know what did he do? Usne uska chutiya pakad gayi, you see. This, he goes sikha. So sikha pakad ke bole, say sikha pakadegi, isko bahar phek do. Assembly se. Just like Baba Ramdev was thrown away to Haridwar. You understand? You see, the same story is getting repeated. This government is not different from Dhananand. You understand? Yes. The same story. Only the characters are different, that's all. Only the actors are different. The story is the same. And then this Chanakya was very powerful Brahmana. So he, once upon a time, he was putting the curd, you know, dahi, curd into, you know, this, there is a grass, you know, kusa. Kusa karke grass hota hai, you know, uska jad itana majboot hota hai, ग्राउंड में कि आप उसको जला भी देंगे ना तो फिर भी थोड़ी दिन के बाद उग जाएगा अपने आप। कितना भी आप उसको जलाएंगे ना निकाल देंगे आप फिर भी वहां से उग जाएगा वो। सो देन दिस चाणक्य वाज पुटिंग कर्ड इनटू दैट रूट। तो जा रहा था रास्ते तो कांटा चुभ जाता है, कुसा का जो कांटा जो होता है वो चुभ जाता है, उसके पैर में चुभ गया। तो उसमें क्या डाल रहा था? दही डाल रहा था। क्योंकि उसको पता था कि दही डालने से पूरा का पूरा जड़ से साफ हो जाता है। There was a boy, he was going from that way. That boy asked, what are you doing? तुम क्या कर रहे हो? तो बोला मैं इसमें दही डाल रहा हूँ। बोले दही क्यों वेस्ट कर रहे हो? जमीन में दही डाला जाता है। बोला कि नहीं, ये दही जो है यहाँ पे कुसा गया, इसको जड़ से उखाड़ दूंगा मैं, जड़ से, फिर दोबारा पनपेगा नहीं। और फिर उसने बोला कि आई वांट, सिमिलरली I will root out this Dhananand from the throne one day. मैंने बोला कि जब तक धनानंद को हटा नहीं दूंगा, समाप्त नहीं कर दूंगा, तब तक सिखा नहीं बांधूंगा। फिर ये मेरा सिखा बंधा हुआ है, लेकिन चाणक्य ने अपना सिखा खोल दिया। उसी दिन खोल के रखा था, जैसे द्रौपदी ने अपने बाल खुले रखे, कि जब तक इस धनानंद को हटा नहीं दूंगा, फिर से भारत को ग्रीक्स के अटैक से मुक्त नहीं कर दूंगा, तब तक चैन की सांस नहीं ले पाए, तब तक अपनी सिखा नहीं बांधने वाले। एंड देन ही सेड दैट बॉय, आई वांट टू ट्रेन यू टू बिकम नेक्स्ट धनानंद, नॉट धनानंद बट नेक्स्ट किंग, नॉट दैट काइंड ऑफ किंग बट द किंग हु विल प्रोटेक्ट द कल्चर ऑफ इंडिया, द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ इंडिया, द कैरेक्टर ऑफ इंडिया। He will protect the values of India. He will protect the people of India. He will protect the wisdom of India. I want to create such kind of characters. And I want to train you. And then he took that boy and trained him He trained him for many years. It took many years to train him. But that boy became the Chandragupta Maurya. And using him, Chandragupta amassed an army, very intelligent, because Chanakya was not directly going and attacking Dhanananda, but he was intellectual. He would work with intelligence. So he approached Dhanananda when he was intoxicated in the night. Jab nashe mein tha, then he went and he caught him. So Dhanananda said that, what kind of Brahman you are? You are catching me when I am intoxicated. It's not the right principle. सामने से आगे वार करना चाहिए, तुम पीछे से क्यों पकड़ ली? बोला चाणक्य से है ना कि प्रिंसिपल उसके साथ अप्लाई कर होता है जो द वन हु इज मैन ऑफ प्रिंसिपल, यू आर अ डेमन, सो नो प्रिंसिपल फॉर यू, एनी वे यू शुड बी किल्ड, दैट्स ऑल. ही वाज इंटेलिजेंट, ही वाज नॉट सेंटिमेंटल, चाणक्य इंटेलिजेंट. सो लाइक दैट देन the India was protected. Greeks were defeated by Chandragupta Maurya. Chandragupta defeated the Greeks. In that time, Alexander had died, but his Senapati was there. Seleucus. And then Seleucus married her daughter to Chandragupta Maurya. You see, glory. He was such a brave person. And then Chandragupta Maurya became the king. Became the king, but he said, Chanakya, that you become king. And Chanakya said, no, I am a Brahman and my place is in the hut. I can't live in the palace. I will live in the hut, but I will guide you how to run the government. I will not run the government directly, but I will teach you, I will train you how to make a perfect Ram Rajya. And under the guidance of Chanakya, the Chandragupta made a kingdom where nobody would put lock in their house. It was so peaceful, so prosperous country at that time, that even justice was so clear. बताते हैं कि वहां पे ताला भी नहीं लगाते थे लोग, नो थिंक रिंग. दैट इज पावर ऑफ अ ब्राह्मण. सो व्हेन यू लुक एट अस, यू शुड नॉट थिंक दैट वी आर ऑर्डिनरी पीपल. वी हैव गॉट दैट विजन. वी आर नॉट जस्ट लाइक चाणक्य लिविंग इन हट, दैट डजंट मीन दैट ही इज आउटकास्ट. ही हैज नथिंग टू डू विद द कंट्री. नो, we are real well-wisher, but we want to train, we want to remain away from the world, but at the same time we want, why? Because if you want to make situation nice, then you have to be out of the situation. Go out and then plan. If you are inside, then you will get caught in that. Usse bachne ke liye, just like Anna is saying, I will not enter in politics. I have no intention to enter in politics. Why? Because he knows that once he enters into that, he will be caught into the web. He is intelligent. But he wants that his campaign should continue. Similarly, we also, we want to train all of you. That is our mission. We want to train. Like Chandragupta, we want to make many Chandragupta. What do you mean by Chandragupta? Chandragupta was a king. He was not a sadhu who is going to the forest. Even if he would have wanted, Chanakya would not have allowed him. Why? Well, he has to be there. Chanakya has trained him to fight on the forefront. Be there and see, make sure that things are going nicely. But training is required. That is very, very important. And the most important thing is that we have to be guided always. Because the power of money, women, wealth and mind is so strong that even great, great personality, they become deviated. So when you get power, just like power corrupts. So we want to create people of character who will lead the India, who will rebuild the India, and we And those will be the intellectuals. They can't be people who didn't have very, very high intellectual capacity. You can do that. So what is our mission? We want 10 years. We don't have big much time. Within 10 years we want to transform entire India. Our mission is very great. We want to change entire government of India. Whole system we want to change. That is our mission. It may look today how it can be possible. We are sitting only here, how many people? 30-35 people. And we are thinking to change the entire government of India. How it can be possible? If one Chanakya can change entire kingdom and he can influence, why we can't do that? It's not impractical. It just requires determination and mercy of the Lord Krishna. If Lord is there with you, just like with Arjun, Krishna was present on the chariot. So big warriors, they were defeated. So similarly, if we have these two, we have determination and we have the Lord with us, we can do this. There is no problem. So we have to be, think big. This is our philosophy. Our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada had taught us, we should think big. We should not think small. I am not here just to make IIT, some people IIT and I want to make them devotee, that's all. No. We are here to change the fate of the country. Fate of the world, not country. Remember, this is half of the plan I have told you. Other half will be after 10 years. We will take. This is a whole stringent plan. And we are not thinking any small thing. And you all can be instrument into that. You want to transform India?
Yes.
So you have to think in that. Tomorrow some of you will be MP of India. Some will be Prime Minister of you, might be from this group. Are you ready for that? Just like Chandragupta, he became the king. He was ordinary like all of you in the beginning, but he became Prime Minister. You may be thinking we are talking simply, what is this happening here? Suddenly we came in the class and we are talking about Prime Minister and MP, all these things. Yes, it can be possible. It's not unimaginable thing, because we have the Lord with us, the power. Unless the government doesn't change, whole power has to be reformed. All the MPs, Srila Prabhupada said, he had given a proposal to Indira Gandhi in 1976. Prabhupada went to Indira Gandhi, that time Prime Minister. And Srila Prabhupada gave a proposal to Indira Gandhi. And I want what make sure that all the MPs should be first class Brahmanas. Keep this qualification. Trained Brahmanas, not caste Brahmanas. Trained Brahmanas. There are qualities of Brahmanas. Prabhupada said, do not allow anybody to stand in the election if he is not a first class Brahman. He must be trained first class Brahman. He should chant Hare Krishna first 2 hours in the morning every day. He should wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he should attend Mangalarati. He should chant Hare Krishna. If he is Muslim, then some other rules. For as per the Muslim standards and as Islam religion standards, maybe Christian as per strictly as per Bible, not fake Bible, a real Bible. And he has to practice this, his standards before becoming. And then only he will stand. Till 9:30 he has to do his sadhana, spiritual practice. And then take prasad and then come to the parliament. Otherwise you are not allowed. To enter into the parliament. Yes. Prabhupada was bold. He wrote, even Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi in 1947. after India became independent. But the problem is that if you beg to a person who is corrupt, will he listen your prayer? He will not listen. So therefore we have to create our own empire. If you really are interested in changing the position of this country, then you have to come up and you have to take this decision. So what to do? What should be done? So this is called think globally and act locally. This we are thinking globally. At least we are thinking nationally. But act locally. Understand? This is my principle. The target is that. But I am not the person who just makes, you know, khayali pulao. Khayali pulao jante hain? Ya birbal ki khichdi. Ya kabhi pakti hi nahi. No. You have to work to the root. You have to work to the root. And we are doing that. We have started this work. But we need help, support from all of you. We have got everything, every plan, strategy. And we do not want to impose anyone. Eh? Everyone, as per his nature, he has to contribute. You are a student? You do your studies nicely, you want to study. Some of you want to, you know, become like us full-time preacher. That is also welcome, without disturbing your parents or other things. But that is not actually required from everyone, okay? We are not here to create a person like me. My desire is that I am here simply to make sure that wherever you are, if somebody wants to become IAS officer, you become. But parallelly you get trained. You understand? Like Chanakya trained Chandragupta. And how to become an IAS officer. When you become IAS, how to take my responsibility under the guidance of Chanakya. So you are IAS officer, you will face many confusing situations. What to do? Like one scientist, my friend is scientist. We did engineering together and then he became scientist in DRDO and I became scientist in ISKCON. So, he called me one day in DRDO and he says, "Sir, Prabhuji, my boss is, you know, forcing me to do corruption, take bribe. What should I do? He's telling me you do wrong, this much money you transfer onto my account. What should I do?" I said, "You do it. But do not take even one penny for you. Whatever he's telling, you do it. But he do not take even one rupee for you from that corrupt money. If you take money, then he'll be caught. Because if CBI comes or Jan Lokpal Bill comes in future, so they'll ask you, why you did this? You can tell that I did because it's not my fault, it's your fault. Why you put a boss like this? And why government put me under this boss? That is government's fault. So I simply did my duty. I followed my boss. And I have not taken even a single penny. You can check my bank account. Only my salary is there, that's all. So see, I will not catch it. Simple. That's all. So you are protected. So like that, if you are under proper guidance, so you will be in the water but you will not get, you know, wet. This is the guidance. How? Because we know how to save, how to take you out of this chakradhyur. That this is chakradhyur. No? And you will be like Abhimanyu. But we will tell you how to go inside and how to come out also. You understand? That's how we want to train. So all of you can become very, very important instrument in this mission. That is our desire, to make all of you like that. So what to do? You also become Brahmana. In the ancient time, the kings would not do anything without consulting Brahmanas. They can't take decision, independent decision. First they have to consult to them. That's why there were Raj Rishis. Like Raj Rishi Vasishtha was the consultant of Maharaj Dasarath. And they would have power. If Dasarath would not follow, they would curse. And he will be finished. Such kind of Brahmanas were there. So you can tell Prabhuji, I don't have power. I can't curse. If some king, if I make somebody king and he doesn't listen, then how will I curse? I don't have any cursing power. You can do that. You can do that. In a different way to do that. So, we want to create Brahmanas first. Headless society. Today the society is headless. Head gaye hai to kaise society rahega? Without head a man is moving. Agar road pe aapko ek vyakti dikh raha hai jiska seat nahi hai aur chal raha hai. Matlab kya hai? Kuch der ke baad hi girega. Aise to dikhta nahi hai aisa vyakti. Aur agar dikh bhi gaya to aap samajhe ki kuch der pehle seat kata hai aur chal raha hai, thodi der ke baad gir jayega. Isi tarah se the society today is headless society. Very soon it is going to fall. Very soon. Today or tomorrow or within 5 years or 10 years, it will fall. Because there is no head. Head means the intellectuals. Intellectuals with character. They are not there. So therefore the society will fall. It's only a matter of time when it will fall. Just like America. Today America is in a very difficult situation going. Although once upon a time America was the world leader, today economically, character wise, every way America is going down. So we want to create Brahmanas, man of character, with competence, both character as well as competence. So you all have to do two things for this. One is our training program, undergoing training program, and another is very balanced approach you have to have in your life. That's why I said think nationally and act locally. So act locally means today circle of influence and circle of concern. You can increase, today you have this much circle of influence. You can influence your academics, isn't it? And when you gradually, if you influence your academically very nicely, then today you will be able to influence in a big way. Tomorrow you are posted as a scientist, you can influence more. Or tomorrow you become IAS officer, you can influence more. So you can increase your circle of influence till the circle of concern. But today you have to work with circle of influence. And gradually you increase it. And suppose your circle of influence is not sufficient to cover the entire country, entire circle of concern, what we will do? We will have so many circle of influences. One circle of influence here, one circle of influence here, so many. And then we will cover entire circle of concern. Do you understand my point? You get the whole idea? Like all of you, somebody can become, you know, judiciary board leader. Then there is legislative department. Somebody can become leader there. Somebody can go in the executive department leader. Somebody can become different leader, corporation leader, like leader. So different person, according to his nature, he will go to the different areas. And get situated in different places and be ready for revolution one day. Just go and sit on the important places. Like somebody can sit as a director of IIT Delhi, you know, in future, and be ready. Just be seated there. You know, directors, you know, assistant directors, scientists, you know, politicians, and be seated. But till the time you have to maintain your character. यू नॉट गेट डिग्रेडेड आफ्टर बिकमिंग डायरेक्टर. अब तो मैं डायरेक्टर बन गया, है ना, साला मैं तो सांप बन गया, है ना. अब क्या है, मेंटेन दी, दैट्स व्हाट आई सेड, पावर करप्ट्स. It's very easy to talk of the corruption today, but when you are put into that situation, it's very difficult to maintain that enthusiasm, the same mood. That needs regular inspiration and motivation and guidance. Guidance. So get trained into that. It's not easy. Maya is very powerful. So therefore you all have to get trained in proper knowledge, education as well as training. So today, whatever you are doing, you all are students of different years, first year, second year, third year, fourth year. Balance your studies as well as your spirituality. What? Training program. Studies, you have to keep proper time. And then the time which others are enjoying just on internet, the time which others are enjoying with girlfriends, the time which others are wasting with movies, the time which others are wasting with sports and cricket. Anna never played cricket. He never went to movies. He was never with girlfriends. He was never wasting his time. Never. You see his life. Mahatma Gandhi never wasted his time. यानी कि जवानी में थोड़ा वेस्ट करते हैं, बाद में अन्ना बनेंगे. अभी तो मैं जवान हूं, अन्ना तो बूढ़ा होके अन्ना बना. नो, नेवर. जवानी में ही बुढ़ापे की तैयारी होती है. वांट टू बिकम अन्ना, यू हैव टू प्रिपेयर फॉर टू डेज. एनिमलिस्टिक प्लेजर्स यू हैव टू गिव अप एंड यू हैव टू थिंक बिगर. पर्सन्स हु आर ऑन दिस पाथ, they are not attracted to the worldly pleasures. Their pleasure is to see that others are happy. That is their source of pleasure. You understand? Are you getting my point? Their pleasure is when they see others happy, they become happy. That is the source of their happiness. So we have to derive happiness from there, not from girlfriend and movies and cricket and all these things. Then why I am telling? Because this needs time. If you waste your time and energy on internet, watching pornography, movies and so many other things, how will you become one? How will you become man of character? How will you contribute to us, towards this end? So that's why there is need of training. How to save ourselves from wasting time? So you have two things to do, remember. Only two things keep in your life. One, your studies, academics, and second, this building India, you know, Bharat Nav Nirman Abhiyan. The only two goals should be in your life. Your academics and Bharat Nav Nirman. There should not be any third. Academics, if you improve, you can fulfill obligation towards family. Isn't it? We will get good postage. So that's family obligations are taken care of. And then you have whatever time is left. Friends will come, oh, let us go and enjoy. But no. Because that is the difference between others and you. You have to control your mind and senses if you want to walk on this path. Some sacrifice has to be done. That's why you see these great personalities, the Bhagat Singh. Bhagat Singh also could have enjoyed girlfriend, but he didn't. Why? Because he had different thoughts. He wanted to dedicate for higher cause. Understand? So that is a higher pleasure. Nobody understands this. If you eat pizza, you'll get some pleasure. But if you serve God and if you serve His people on His behalf, you will derive much higher pleasure than pizza and movie. You understand? But that thought has to come in our heart. That dedication, this conviction must come in our heart. You should have this courage to say no to those who come to you to deviate you from this path. That much courage you have to have. Like Mahatma Gandhi, he had the courage. Anna, he has the courage. Courage. Without courage, can you do? You can't do anything. And with his courage, he is able to inspire many people to have courage. Otherwise, all these people were earlier, why they were not going to India Gate and shouting? Why today they are going? They had courage earlier. No, they had, but they didn't show. So we don't have to simply have the courage, but we have to also show the courage, express our courage. When the wrong thing is going on, you have to say, no, my dear, very humbly, not in a very attacking way, but in a very humble way, vinamra way, you have to tell, no, my dear friends, I am having something more important to do. That's how you have to tell. This, your point is also important, what you are telling is also, watching a movie, cricket is also important, but I have something more important to do. So you continue with your work. So like that. Are you getting my point? Yes? Yes. So that, then what will happen? Your entire human energy will be channelized in two directions. One way to increase your competence by academics, another to increase your character. So competence and character, when both are united together, they will bring the change. So do not stop your competence part. You are in IIT Delhi, suddenly you leave everything and go to the India Gate and then shout, josh mein aa gaye, bahut chillaye, and then 10 din tak usi mein rahe, phir exam mein fail ho gaye. और घर से आया, डांट पड़ा पापा का, कहा क्या कर रहा है, भारत का नवनिर्माण कर रहा. पापा जी बोले, छोड़ो नवनिर्माण, परिवार का नवनिर्माण करो, है ना. तो सारा नवनिर्माण का जोश खत्म. अब तो उस तरह का जोश से ज्यादा दिन नहीं चलता है ना. वी हैव टू बी वेरी बैलेंस्ड अप्रोच, अंडरस्टैंड. वन टू डेज यू कैन गो, बट लाइक वी हैव टू हैव अ बैलेंस्ड अप्रोच. यू कांट इग्नोर. दैट्स व्हाई आई सेड think nationally but act locally. Balanced approach has to be there. And then, that's why I intelligence. Otherwise what will happen? 10 din to aap khub karoge, 24-24 ghante denge, aur uske baad hamesha hamesha ke liye gayab. We need, long lasting people. Hai na? It's a lifetime commitment. Whole life we have to serve in this direction. Not for 10 or 20 days. So therefore we have to have a very balanced and practical approach. Understand? Practical means it should be behavioral, not impractical. जो कि 10 दिन तक चलेगा उसके बाद नहीं, लाइफ कैसे, पूरा लाइफ कैसे करूंगा ऐसे. Therefore we have to have a practical approach and very very down the earth. So we have to approach in this way. So my request to all of you, we have got the mentors for all of you, like we have our Sanjay Prabhu. He is very well trained in knowledge and philosophy. He was in second year that time, he came in touch with me. He and one more devotee, Nityamukund Prabhu, he was also with him. That time he was in final year. Both came together and I was telling them. So they took it seriously. Many people came but they went. But few people could actually understood what we want to give. So one of those is Sanjay Prabhu. So he is there and to help all of you and all other our facilitators like Gyan Kumar is from NIT Warangal. NIT? Surat. NIT Surat. And we also have, who else is there? Harshvardhan Prabhu. Aswazan Prabhu is there and Pratik Prabhu from Delhi Technological University. He was topper in his class. Vijay Prabhu is there, Rajendra Prabhu is there. So they all are there to guide you, monitor you, so that you should well balance your studies, academics. If you need any help, then they will do that also. We do not want you all of to waste time too much. Balanced efforts. कई बार क्या होता है कि लोग अपनी स्टडी को इग्नोर करने लगते हैं, है ना? जोश आ गया तो केवल नॉलेज मान ही रहा भारत का, स्टडी इग्नोर हो गया, पूरा साइड हो गया, वो भी ठीक नहीं. बैलेंस्ड एफर्ट्स जितना जरूरी है. व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग वेरी क्लियरली ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड. आई वांट योर टाइम बट नॉट दिस द टाइम विच इंटरफेयर्स योर एकेडमिक्स. आई वांट दैट टाइम विच यू वेस्ट इन परसुइंग द मंडेन एंजॉयमेंट लाइक मूवीज, क्रिकेट, इंटरनेट, अननेसेसरी सर्फिंग. जितना मेल चेक करना ठीक है, बट अननेसेसरी जो वेस्ट टाइम करते हैं, गर्लफ्रेंड यू नो एंड बॉयफ्रेंड्स ऑल्सो, नॉट ओनली गर्लफ्रेंड्स बट द बॉयफ्रेंड्स ऑल्सो. समबडी कैन से आई डोंट हैव गर्लफ्रेंड फ्रॉम दिस, बट वी हैव सो मेनी अदर फ्रेंड्स. They come and they take us to so many other useless things. So that time you have to say, not to compromise on your academics, but just to save those times and just put that, redirect in a proper way. You can say that is entertainment, but here you'll get better entertainment. This is higher entertainment. And this entertainment will bring, you know, the pride in you that I am doing something nice. For the world, for the nation, no, for God, for the sake of Krishna, I am doing something nice. No? So please go. The Father, you know, for which He has sent me here. You know? Just like Jesus Christ, He said, and my Father has sent me for a purpose. My purpose, His mission is fulfilled. When He was crucified, He said, that my mission is fulfilled. For that purpose only Father sent Jesus Christ to get crucified. So sometimes God sends, you know, His people to get crucified. You know why? Because many people get attracted when they see some sacrifice. That's why Christians, they love Jesus Christ. Why? Because He was crucified. I don't know what kind of love is this. When somebody is getting pain only, then I love him. No, we should love even. No pain is there. But that is higher understanding. But at least we should be ready to, you know, fulfill the mission of our Father for which He has sent us here. You know? We are not here just to go around with the temporary enjoyment for this world. Yes, that is the purpose. That is also one of the purpose. But for those people who are Sudra mentality, not for Brahmana intellectuals. Sudra people, those Sudra means low class people, they don't have higher purpose in their life. So they are around the women and wine and all these things so much, and then they are wasting their life without any higher goals. But those who are intelligent, they know this is not actual purpose of life. So then they are more into bringing goodness and spreading goodness in the world. So their life is dedicated for that power. Is that my point? Understand? So these two, am I giving you some clear ideas?
Yes.
Some clear-cut ideas, are you able to understand?
Yes.
How to lead our life? Some clear ideas? Some plan to work?
Yes.
Practical things? Well, I don't want to be only theoretical. Some practical tips I want to give. So practical points, I have told you many points practical. One is that I have cleared your entire vision in today. I am just going to summarize today's presentation. I have given an entire strategy, entire vision. Your role will be that you can be very, very instrumental into that, this plan. Why? Because you all are from, many of you are intelligent, intellectual from IIT. So, today, I am from IIT, when I speak there is difference, lot of difference of voice. People respect when some IITians speak or some engineer speaks, they accept. So when you people speak, one thing is that you will act with intelligence, you will not act foolishly, because you have got intelligence, intellectual power, high IQ. So you will act intelligently, you know. And second thing is that when you speak, people will listen. So I know that he is from IIT. He is not ordinary class of student. If he is speaking, he is a responsible person. Otherwise, without becoming responsible, nobody can come in IIT. So he is a responsible person. If he is speaking, let us hear what he wants to say. Then people will accept it. So you have a very big role to play. Just by your presence, there can be so much difference. I heard that many of the IITians went to the Rahul Gandhi and he didn't listen. We don't have to go to Rahul Gandhi. We have to create Rahul Gandhi. The IITians should create Rahul Gandhi. They have that much intellectual power. They don't have to go to beg. Just you have to use your intellectual power. You understand? If you channelize, like I am doing that, if you all start doing like this, you can create a revolution in the country. Today he didn't listen, but tomorrow he will fall at your feet. He will beg. इनको ऐसे घेर दीजिए, इस तरह से घेर दीजिए कि they have to fall at your feet. There is no other escape. And that can be done. But we have to work with a very, very clear strategy. It will take some time because we are making the foundation, then gradually foundation is strong, then we can make a very strong building. But it will take some time, but we will do it. So you all have to become instrumental into this. We have many more detailed things. So now, as far as studies are concerned, how to do good performance in our academics is very, very important part. Why? Why it is important? Remember, people will watch you. They will see that he is trying to build India, but he is not trying to build his own life. He is not able to build his own life. What he will build India? So then they will say, "Arey, ye sab josh wale hain. They are not practical people. IIT mein aake aur apna academics chhodke aur ladai jhagda mein lage hue hain." This will not give a good impression. If you want to influence people on large scale, then you have to be very exemplary in your duties. Whatever duty you take, you have to do very exemplary. So today you are a student, you have to do your student duty very perfectly. So your juniors will see. And you go to your junior, they will tell that, "I want you to help us, come and attend our seminars." Then they will see, "Acha, aap kitne subject mein fail hue hain pichle semester?" "Humne 5 subject liya the, usme 4 mein fail hua, zyada nahi." Bole, "Ha ha, zarur aaunga. जरूर आऊंगा, बट ही विल नेवर कम, क्योंकि वो डर जाएगा कहीं मैं भी ना फेल हो जाऊं। यू आर यू गेटिंग माय पॉइंट? आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग? यस। सो देन इफ यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू इन्फ्लुएंस पीपल, बट इवन योर एकेडमिक्स इज गुड, ही विल नॉट बी ओनली टू इन्फ्लुएंस बट ही विल बी एबल टू गाइड हिम ऑल्सो इन हिज एकेडमिक्स एज वेल एज इन हिज कैरेक्टर। बहुत ही अपनी take care, because we have to take care of the body as well as soul, not only soul but also body. Bhukhe bhajan na ho gopala. Jab koi ladka agar fail, even we, if we fail in exam, then if I tell you come to our class, then you are already depressed, you will say, no, now I have to think something else, like that. So our each and every action is connected with our academics today. Many things. Therefore, do not ignore, neglect this. You have to do it very nicely, very responsibly. And then, this program, whatever we are telling you, for character development, as well as understanding about India, what is India, how to rebuild India, the whole strategy plan is there with us. Everything. So that will gradually discuss. So next topic will be this only, that how to rebuild India. So some plans I have revealed to all of you. some proposals, but I want all of you to think over it more. So practical, it should be practical plans. One is that all of you can go. Two things. One, you become an exemplary person, get situated, and you inspire others. So these two ways we can do. Like today we are here 35. If each will make another 35, it will become how much? 1225. Isn't it? Whatever a great man performs, common man shall follow. You all are great people. Great man in the sense you are the leaders of the country, cream of the country. Whatever you do, common will people will automatically follow without arguing. They will not ask questions. Are ITs wale kare to baki engineer khole tar se follow karenge. Are you getting my point? ITs as ITs aaye hain, then let us follow. There is no question. Let us do it. Like that. Don't have to do much effort. So, just in this way it will automatically increase. Do not worry much about this. Just come regularly, just get trained, that's all. You are trained, then you will be able to train others. One person can inspire so many. You know? And then even 1 hour, if you speak, go somewhere, you can make so many people convinced. And then they also will convince, just like word of, like fire it will increase once it starts. You understand? And this will be sustainable because the people are trained. And we are practical. This is practical also. We are academics also, we are taking care. We are taking care of the character also. Therefore, like balanced we are progressing. So it will take some time, but it will be very, very proper. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah.
So this is the whole stadium plan. And now I appreciate your effort to give so much time and coming in and investing time to actually rebuild the nation, rebuild the world. Our target is to rebuild the whole world. But the problems are not only in India, it's in the whole world. But today we are focusing only in India because, you know, first charity begins from home. So our country, let us focus here and then we'll focus outside also. But our goal is not to just help India. Our goal is to help the whole world. Because the whole world is actually India. India means the whole world. Sometimes we feel India means this geographical boundary, but we don't think like that. For us, the India means the whole world. Geographical boundary is changing every day. Today, before independence, Pakistan and Bangladesh were in India. But today they are not India. Today they are our enemies. But they are not our enemies, they are our people. They are our people. Just because they have put one line, that's why now we are thinking they are our enemies. But they are not enemies. That was because of lack of strong leadership that India was divided. That we'll discuss, that how India lost its culture, its boundaries, its power and its wisdom. How it lost, we'll discuss in some other classes. Due to the only one reason. One reason. Lack of brahmanas, powerful brahmanas, pure brahmanas, men of character. And because that kings started fighting with each other, and then the foreigners, the attackers took advantage of that, and then they started ruling India. Simple reason. But in detail we will discuss how history will revise the history, whole history of India, how it took place step by step. Today what India sees completely transformed India, completely. Even 1% India is not there what it was earlier. 5,000 years back India and today India, even 1% is not there. 99% is lost, more than that India is lost. So 100%, what was India, 100% we'll discuss. And what is India today and how that this so much big transformation took place, the entire chronological order, history, that we'll discuss. Various attacks again and again and again and again and again. Sometimes Greeks attacks, sometimes Muslims attacks, sometimes Britishers attacks, Portuguese attacks, you know. And when whoever attacked, he tries to rebuild India in a wrong way. In their own way, they try to build India. And that's how India is a lot of transformation, what India today see. And then after that, Indians in the guard, the Britishers, Indian. And the Britishers went, but they met some Indians, Britishers. And they are ruling today. So they are now rebuilding India. So this lot of changes have taken place to bring it back. Now we are trying to do. Our whole attempt is to bring it back. So we have to know everything. Knowledge is very important. What is India? India is not a geographical boundary. It's a principle. India is a principle. That's why Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada dharmasya glanir bhavati Bharat. He's talking to Bharat. Understand? He's talking to Bharat, India. And wherever there is decline of religion, oh India, I descend myself. So Arjuna is there, but another name of Arjuna is Bharat. So Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Bharat, actually. Bharat is a principle, a person. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. And I hope that you all will get some points to practice. Any question? Anybody would like to ask any question? One question. Actually, I wanted to make it more interactive, you know, in future classes. This our Bharat Navnirman Abhiyan. This is a campaign we are launching. You understand? So we want to more interactive question answers, your thoughts, what you are thinking, what challenges you may see when we are doing this. So we should discuss, you know. Or what you can do, you can discuss before the class and we'll make your point and then you can tell me and then I will give my understanding, my vision that, you know, your thoughts are how much right. And how? What are the things to, you know, add or remove in that way, or some interactions also should be done. So question answer discussion. क्योंकि ऐसा नहीं कि केवल इस पूरी सभा में ही एक बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति बैठा है. You all are intelligent. It's not that मैं ही intelligent हूँ क्योंकि मैं लाल कपड़े में बैठा हूँ. Everyone is intelligent. All of you can give ideas. All of you can give suggestions. You know. So that will be make it perfect group. So we appreciate everyone's feedbacks and inputs. Now you may be having some ideas. Please do not hesitate to share. We want help of all of you. So our Sanjay Prabhu is there, he is coordinating. And all some other facilitators are also there. In the touch mein aap log hain. So for the team. Any question? Anyone? Yes. Your name? Vipul.
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 So there is a Bharat Mandir program, so there are many such type of programs that are already running around India. But when you say Bharat Mandir program, it looks like a very nice stage. The name is mechanistic, like how one may give to that it is different from other those programs. Because the Srila and the aim of the Srila Prabhupada was actually to give the knowledge of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to each and every one so that they can be happy and they can distribute each and every one and they can be happy. And the meaning of happiness will be there. So many people are not able to have happiness, but the true happiness is how can they be happy? So the name
name is क्या होता है? Name is not important, substance is important. People are attracted and distracted by names. So therefore, name is, we have to attract people by name and then we have to give what we want to give. You understand? Many people will go away if you give, you know, Krishna. Yes. So this is another way. But ISKCON will always be their name. That everybody knows that I am from ISKCON. That is always there. So Prabhupada has done that work, ISKCON, putting ISKCON name, and we will make this and we'll attract the people towards Krishna. Understand? Because Krishna will be ultimately only, Krishna can only do this work. We can't do by our tiny effort unless we don't have power of Krishna with us. When Krishna is there, that's why in the beginning we chanted Hare Krishna. And we'll have our icon. Our icon will be Krishna. Of this Bharat Narayana Abhiyan, we'll keep God in the center. We'll have Arjuna and Krishna's picture. We are Arjuna and Krishna is the Sarthi. And what our Abhiyan is Mahabharat Bar. You get my point? Are you understanding? And Krishna will drive our chariot in this war, Abhiyan. And we will be sitting on the chariot and fighting, shooting arrows. And wherever there is danger, Krishna will protect us. Understand? So we will try our best and pray for the rest. We will not leave the rest. Okay? Our philosophy is a little different. We try our best and not leave the rest, but pray for the rest. So we'll pray to Krishna. That's what is Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada didn't want it that we should not try our best. We'll leave everything on Krishna. No. So we are trying our best, encouraging youngsters to take up this process. Becoming Brahmana. What was the Prabhupada's mission? To create Brahmana, isn't it? Prabhupada said, no, we want to create head in the society. Said, no, so that's what we are discussing here. We want to create head in the society, Brahmanas, endowed with all wonderful qualities. Now how will you create Brahmanas without Krishna consciousness? Without Krishna consciousness, you can't create Brahmanas. Without keeping principles of Bhagavad Gita, you can't create Brahmanas. That's why you see all these Mahatma Gandhi, great personalities there. Also, read Bhagavad Gita. Their life is spiritual. Without spirituality, you can't create Brahmanas. So ultimately, that same point is there, but in a different way. So that it should attract people more. Time, blessings, of course. Hmm? Is that clear to you? Any other question? So, yes.
Can we talk about the man of character? So, as I heard in the festival, man should be endowed with values.
Values, yeah.
Compassion, tolerance.
Yes, yes.
Love, affection.
Yes.
So, to generate that, it is various
different backgrounds, first to tackle those qualities.
Those qualities, and then again, the journey of making new India.
Yes. So that is difficult, no? That's why I said that we have to undergo training program. Because to talk good is very easy, but to act good is very difficult. To control our anger, to control our pride, to control our lust, to control our greed is not easy. That's why I said we need the mercy, the spiritual strength. And spiritual strength means the strong empowerment. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tar Pravartan. Without empowerment from God, it's difficult. Krishna says, Devi Esa Guru Mahi Mam Maya Durateya Mam Eva Prapadante Maya Vitantarantike. My difficult to safeguard from the evil effects is very, very difficult. Maya means evil effects. Very difficult. But those who are protected by Lord, they will cross. Nobody can touch them. Like you see Srila Prabhupada, our founder said, he went to the America, in Europe, Japan, so many places. and he converted them, made them gentlemen, and he came back and he was safe. Nobody could do anything to him. He was protected. Not even one spot in his character. He traveled all over the world 14 times within 10 years. Not even one spot in character. How? Because he is protected. So many dangers can come, but the devotee, the Lord, is protected by the Lord. Is that clear? So we have, so by training, of course we have to do training also. There are processes that we'll discuss in detail what are the dangers comes, how to develop these qualities, you know, love. What actually love is, what is, you know, sacrifice, what is austerity, what is tapasya, what is compassion, and what is response, how to develop responsible behavior, all these points, you know. How to control lust, how to control greed, how to control anger, how to control envy. All the other topics we will discuss in detail. How to control pride, in detail we will discuss. Analysis will be done. What will happen, we will fight with each other. If these qualities are not controlled. So, they say somebody will grow little more, we start developing envy towards him. Even now. The other qualities has to be developed. But it will be developed because we will win because we are having Krishna on our side. That's why we will win. This is confidence is there. Yes. Is that clear? So thank you very much for your kind attention. We will have kirtan, 5 minutes kirtan. Because if we finish with kirtan of the Lord's name, then everything is successful. And then Lord will accept our whole discussion. Yes, I am going to accept you. So start with Lord and finish with the Lord. In between you do all discussions. Then everything will be successful. Don't worry. So all of you should very intensely pray to the Lord here, Krishna, that whatever we have discussed today, He should give us the strength. He should give us the strength, the power to execute this mission, this campaign. You know? So by the power of Krishna, He will be able to do it. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
श्रीला प्रभुपाद की हरे
हरे मच यू आर रिफ्रेश्ड आफ्टर हियरिंग कीर्तन डिड यू प्रे टू कृष्णा हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू प्रेड बाय कीर्तन यस यू शुड प्रे फॉर स्ट्रेंथ एंड यू नो अदरवाइज वी डोंट नो वी ट्राई सो मच बट वी कैन बी किल्ड we can die today like and I said so many things you know 10-year plan 20-year plan what but suppose I am going on the event and one vehicle comes and hits my all plans will be finished isn't it am I making sense
yes
if Lord doesn't protect we can keep on making plan but within one moment all plans are finished So to make our plan fruitful, we have to pray to the Lord. You understand?
Yes.
And if He is there with us, then our plan will be. And we have to put effort also. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
So you all are chanting, doing mantra meditation.
We have last time we had given some mantra chanting bits. Everybody has got that. Today we are little late, so we could not do. But anyway, we have done kirtan. So next time class, what we will do? We will make sure that we will chant one round. One round means how much? 108 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay.
So I would like to ask some information about this. What we want to tell about the people that what they concluded with this.
With what?
Rebirth, punarjanam, and domination of God over the human beings.
Domination? No, no. He loves us. Just like father. Your father dominates you, isn't it? What is that domination? That is love. You understand? So the Krishna is our father, original father, supreme father. So sometimes it appears that he is dominating. But actually that is his love towards you. Understand? Just like sometimes your father appears to dominate you, but that is not domination. That is relationship. Father has got the relation, such kind of relation where he can dominate. But actually that is not domination. That is love. You get my point?
So, what they said that all human, they said about the relationship, human relationship, a lovely human relationship about all the human beings.
Yeah. So, we all are the children of God, and God loves us actually, as a father, and He wants that all of us should love Him also. That's what he expects from us. And we should love among ourselves and brothers. And rebirth is just like telling that if somebody doesn't understand till the time he will be keeping on telling birth and death in this world.
And what that point is?
Like this point?
Somebody is taking again rebirth and birth and birth. Then what is the achievement of life then he should not after that he will not take the birth?
That is love. If you develop love today, we don't have love for God. you develop love. Once you develop love, then you will be closer to God. You will be with God. You know? Otherwise the jiva takes birth again and again, dies, takes birth, dies, birth, dies. Your name? Your name?
Sir, Vishal Gautam. Sir, I am from Uttar Pradesh.
Which place?
Sir, have you heard about Bareilly?
Bareilly,
I know. It's near by place, 80 km away, Shahjahanpur district. I am from Shahjahanpur district.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good time. मैं तो निकलने का सोच रहा हूँ कल सुबह जाने बैंगलोर या वी आर लाइट इन एंड फॉर दैट वी कांट सी साइलेंट टाइम इज वेरी लेस सो वी हैव टू डू मेनी थिंग्स हाउ आर यू
थोड़ी अभी स्पेस बढ़ाना होगा
या नाउ वी हैव स्टार्टेड भारत नव निर्माण अभियान
ज्यादा स्पेस नहीं और चाहिए होगा लड़का मंडल का फैन भी चलने चल रहा था लड़के पीछे बैठ कर गर्मी लग रही है सुनना मैं खुद ही था तो बिजनेस माइंड डिस्टर्ब हो रहा था
नहीं चल रहा था
मैं तो लास्ट बैठा था तो लकड़ी में वहाँ बैठा था मुझे फील भी हुआ आगे बैठा
था
पहले
एक्चुअली कूलर ही है
कूलर या मतलब फैन हो गया आवाज
एसी भी लगा सकते
थोड़ा
एयर कंडीशन एसी अगर लगा रहे ज्यादा अच्छा
लड़के जितना ध्यान सुनेंगे
नहीं तपस्या तो करना पड़ेगा आना बनना आना इज नॉट
नहीं जैसे पूरा अटेंड कर लिया फिर बता दो भाई अगर सीरियस हो तो हो मतलब आओ अदरवाइज कोई बात नहीं आओ अपना कंटिन्यू करेंगे
जबरदस्त वॉलंटियर सर फॉलोइंग अभी तो हम बड़े इसलिए पर्सनल टच से ले ला रहे हैं पहले जैसे नहीं कि फोन पर बोलते और वो आर गोइंग टू ब्रिंग देम फ्रॉम द होस्ट नो नाइस occupied you can put here also you can put one line here also one line can put some of it can sit here गया क्या
रेडी गया
सब्जी सब्जी इधर दीजिए सब्जी यू ऑल टेक सफिशियंट अच्छा से प्रसाद लग पाइए सबको मिल गया आधा सब अभी है
कई बिल्डिंग है. प्रयास करेंगे कल हो जाए मोमबत्ती हो जाए तो डट गए.
भारत नवनिर्माण अभियान बिल्ड इंडिया कैंपेन.
आज
जो पहले हमने प्लान किया था एक अभियान जनवरी वाला बड़ा वाला न्यूज मीडियम लाना था ना.
हाँ
उसमें बोला था ना बिल्ड इंडिया
कैंपेन
का. आज उसको स्टार्ट कर दिया लॉन्च
तब उनको जैसे बताया स्टडीज के वगैरह
स्टडी के बारे में बोल दिया. हम स्किल्स तो बताएंगे लेकिन मैंने बोला कि यू हैव टू डू टू थिंग्स ओनली इन योर लाइफ एकेडमिक्स एंड कैरेक्टर. देयर शुड नॉट बी एनी मूवीज एनी ऑल दिस स्किल्स. आई वांट टू नॉट मिस दैट टाइम. बोथ कांट गो टुगेदर. यू वांट डू समथिंग यू टू वांट टू डू समथिंग फॉर नेशन देन यू हैव टू.
Thank you.